episode 553, Lasting Joy.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, women of impact. How are my friends doing? I pray that you're having a magnificent day, and I pray that you are being wrapped up in God's love today. There is so much happening out there. Life is just getting kind of crazy, and I don't know about you, but sometimes I just don't feel like there's much going on except yuckiness. And we're going to take that yuckiness away. Today, it's about lasting joy. It's Summer Sizzle Saturday, yes. And Summer Sizzle Saturday has been focused on activities with the family, what, in the summer? Closing out that activity time, though, right now, we did that for about 6 weeks. We're going to still focus on the family. However, we're making a slight shift, and we're going to start working on the building blocks of family, how to build the foundation here on Summer Sizzle Saturday. Now, God blessed you with your family. And you know what? We can't choose our family like we can choose our friends, our career, that brand new car, the house that we want, the puppy dog that we want to cuddle with every single night. We can't choose our family. So it's important to establish a strong foundation within the family. And that takes work. So let's begin the work. Oh, wait. Nope. It's not the work. It's the fun. It's the fundamentals of family, the building blocks. And one of those building blocks is lasting joy. The cycles of being sad, mad, hurt, angry, even maybe carrying out rage within you, numbness, and even feeling lonely, it just needs to stop. We need to put away this whole idea of, I can feel this way because I want to feel this way. You know what? You can feel and choose to be what? Happy. You can create joy in your life. Getting up on the wrong side of the bed is way too easy. But we do it. One of the first things we do when we open our mouth, it's like this horrible monster comes out. And we're in attack mode from the very beginning. And what? We want our day to get better? How can it even get better if we're sitting here starting our day in attack mode? Do you really think that's the communication God wants for us to have with our family? That's not the way to build a strong foundation. So how about a challenge to wake up with a smile? Simply sharing your love with your husband with a kiss, a fresh cup of lemon water to quench your thirst, and then jumping up and down to get your blood moving and the positivity flowing. This is keeping you from getting up on the wrong side of the bed. No more excuses. Leave those excuses in your pillowcase. Hide them under the bed with the dust bunnies that are still there from 2 weeks ago. You don't need to wake up on the wrong side of the bed. It's time to begin the work. It's the beginning of living in the light and removing yourself from the darkness. We wonder why we don't feel happy. Why we don't engage ourselves in more maybe human contact, connection with people. I'm talking about like face-to-face, not just online, not just texting, but true human interaction. We have totally broken that down. And we've built up this huge barrier. And we've gotten comfortable with what? Being by ourselves. Well, no wonder we're stuck in the cycles of being sad and mad and angry and all of that. And what do? We just pass this on generation after generation. And eventually, after generation, it gets worse and it gets worse and it gets worse. If you want to see the world differently, you have to be the change. You have to be willing to take a chance and step out of your own comfort zone. You have to create the lasting joy. You have to stop the excuses of getting up on the wrong side of the bed. Your hubby does not deserve you sitting there being mad at him and scowling at him in the first 30 minutes. That's unfair. Just as it's unfair as him scowling at you. But that's for another episode. You have the opportunity to create lasting joy by navigating your actions into the happy habits. Think about Tigger and how happy he was. I mean, you just think about Winnie the Pooh and all the different characters. Well, Tigger, did you ever see him down? No, he was jumping up and down. His tail is what? Like a spring. It's like a spring of what? Joy, lasting joy. He would just bump around all different places. And he never understood Eeyore.
Oh, bother. What we're gonna do today? Oh, bother.
Eeyore was bummed out all the time. Don't you think our kids get tired of seeing us bummed out? My son today even pointed out to me, we were trying on some clothes, getting some new swim trunks for him. And he said, you know what, Mom, you never act that way. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, you know how everybody like doesn't care? This store is closing down. It's going out of business, but you're still sitting there putting things back the right way. You hang things up neatly. You make sure that the size that's on the hanger matches the size of the clothes. And you put it back nicely, but everybody else just kind of throws it around. You're not like them, Mom. And I just kind of stood there for a moment in awe, like, wow. And this was out of the blue. It wasn't even a specific conversation. He just kind of brought it up. And I was like, okay, he's watching. Your hubby's watching. Your children especially are watching your every move, whether they're living with you or whether they are 2 months old. It doesn't matter the age. They watch you. They want to be a part of what you're a part of because you're their role model. We are to create lasting joy within our families. It's a building block. It's part of the foundation. Joy comes from the heart. It's when the heart smiles. Now, joy can't be faked, but it can be practiced to bring about lasting joy. You can practice it. It takes work. This isn't easy. You want the joy that sustains you when everything around you seems to be crumbling. Lasting joy is what holds the family together when the going gets tough. It's the joy, the feeling you get when you even disagree. You still love. That's lasting joy. That's when your hubby just makes you so daggum mad for the silliest things. Yes, like maybe leaving the lid to the toilet up and you're like, can they not just put it down? And instead you're like, oh, but why do I still love him? Because he still brings you joy. There's something deeper in there. It's lasting joy. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You may be hearing this right now saying, I don't have joy right now, Christiane, in my life. There's no way I can give it to my family. You don't have to. God's going to give it to you. But you have to be willing to be the vessel. You have to do the work. He'll give you the energy. He'll give you his love. But you still have to do the work. Is your family worth the work? The fundamentals? Make it fun. Make it joyous. So guess what? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Smile more in your life. It can't get simpler than that. Smile more in your life. When you feel the cycles of sadness and madness and anger coming about, where you're just boiling inside because you're stuck in traffic or because you're running 10 minutes late because you chose to hit the snooze button 3 times. Smile instead. It's gonna put a different twist on the situation. Maybe you've just had an argument with your spouse or your child. Put a smile on. Now, that does not mean that you're giving them the right that they won. I'm not saying that because I'm not in your argument. I'm not in your disagreement. I'm not saying that just because your child wants something that you need to give it to them and so smile. No. What I'm saying is, though, with a smile, it changes the tone of the conversation. That is what brings about lasting joy. It's okay to have disagreements. We're human beings. God did not create clones. You are you. and you're an awesome you. There's no one like you. You're an amazing woman. You're a great wife. You're a tremendous leader in your family, and you're going to begin building the foundations. And that one block starts with lasting joy. It starts with you. Smile more in your life. Bring about peace. Give a different twist. Put away the excuse of getting up on the wrong side of the bed and smile more. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.